Chapter 6 Translator, Zia Editor, Ogna. Although the Empress blessed this marriage, the Zhenbian's palace and Du's family still had to follow the proper rituals for the ceremony without missing a single step. Han Ji personally manages these things, and he has only one daughter. As the first daughter of Zhenbian Palace, of course, the wedding can't be anything less than splendid. Where's Ting Er? Where did she go in the morning? Meigong, have you prepared all the gifts? The matchmaker that Han Kai hired was one of the highest-ranking ones in the capital. His surname was Lu, who served in the palace when the previous empress ruled and became a matchmaker after he was released from the palace. Because he had created many contacts with several masters while he was still serving in the palace, all the high-ranking mansions were willing to ask him to be a matchmaker. For the marriage between Zhenbian Palace's daughter and the son of the Du family, Lu Meigong did not hesitate to reject several commissions. This marriage was arranged by the emperor personally, and if this match is successful, his rank will increase to the point that no one in the capital can be his rival. No one will dare to grab business from him in the future. And because of this, Master Lu Meigong is concerned about the marriage of the Zhenbian Palace. The doorkeeper said that the queen's daughter had left early this morning. She rode the Black Wind. Black Wind is Xu Ting's horse, which Xu Ting herself had raised in the grassland. She was very wild. No one was allowed to ride it except Xu Ting. Xu Ting's mother, Xu Xuan, Zhenbian queen, wanted to try riding it, but the Black Wind kicked her, which was very embarrassing. Just then, Xu Ting came back, and she was relieved to see that Han Ji had not gone out. Tinger, what is this? Xu Ting, wild geese. Today is the day when Han Ji and Lu Meigong had agreed to accept favors. Han Ji invites the mediator to go to the man's house to ask if the man is willing to marry Xu Ting. Xu Ting and Du Xian were appointed to marry by Her Majesty, so of course there was no such thing as not agreeing to the marriage proposal, but this step was still necessary. In addition to some common rituals, a pair of live geese are essential for the gifts to be prepared. Wild geese are birds that are extremely loyal to their partners. Once one dies, the other one will not live alone, but will follow it to death. So geese are used to symbolize the loyalty of love. Han Ji had already prepared what he needed, but somehow, Xu Ting rode out of the city gate on a whim early this morning and went to the outskirts of the city to personally capture a pair of live geese. Her clothes and hair still carried the dampness of the morning dew. Han Ji felt like it was quite funny. Her daughter is usually very composed, but when faced with marrying her husband, she doesn't look so composed. Go, take the pair of living geese that Xu Ting personally captured, and replace the pair on the carriage. Han Ji teased his daughter. Yes, Han Ji's personal servant, Xiao Mian, was short and took the live geese from Xu Ting's hand with a smile. Looking at her own father's teasing, Xu Ting did not blush at all, and was very confident. For the first time in her two lifetimes she is going to marry, shouldn't she be a little excited? Then, father, your daughter is going to the Royal Patrol Division. Han Kai, go. Lu Meigong visited personally and brought gifts of Zhenbian Palace to the Du Mansion to propose the marriage. Lu's enchanting figure swayed at the gate of Du Mansion, the marriage of the daughter of the Zhenbian's palace and the son of Du family. It was witnessed by every family in the entire capital. The marriage was given by Her Majesty, the ritual was just a formality. Lu Meigong worked very hard, talking happily, but Bai Fang's smile was very fake. The only thing that can be seen in the common rituals is the importance of the marriage of the first daughter of Zhenbian Palace, and these are going to fall into the hands of Du Xian, that little hoof. The better Du Xian was treated, the more Bai Fang felt the blood dripping from his heart. Du Xian was copying Buddhist scriptures in the courtyard, preparing to give them to the Empress Dowager to show filial piety, when Chan Er suddenly trotted in and said happily, My lord, the matchmaker Fro, M. the Zhenbian Palace is here, it's Lu Meigong. Du Xian stopped suddenly, and the brush in his hand dripped a drop of thick ink on the beautiful paper. Shuki, who was waiting next to him, immediately smiled and said, Congratulations, my lord. Chan Er could not read and write, while Shukin and Shuki were from the Empress Dowager's palace and both had talent, with Shuki being stronger, so Du Xian let him wait in the study, while Shukin was in charge of the other servants in the courtyard, and let Chan Er do the personal work, so he would not have to think too much. Du Xian put aside the pen, ordered Shuki to dispose of the stained paper, and headed out in a bit of a hurry. Uncle Qing, and Qing ordered the young man who carried the gift to retreat, and smiled kindly and said to Du Xian, Master, come and see the pair of living geese. Du Xian gently stroked the feathers of the live geese and blushed slightly, he knew best what the geese symbolized. Uncle Qing, this pair of live geese, what's so special about them? At this time, Shuki and Shukin, who had handled the dirty paper, also came over. En Qing had a lot of knowledge, laughed and said, "This pair of live geese, I'm guessing, were personally captured by the queen's daughter." Du Xian's hand paused, not knowing what he felt in his heart. He felt a little shy and a sweet feeling crept up in his heart. Xu Qi asked, "Uncle Qing, what does this mean?" En Qing, "The ritual needs a pair of live geese as a gift. Ordinary women who have the ability to fight usually will let the family guards to fight, or buy from the hunters. The geese can only be shot with a bow and arrow aimed at the wings of the geese, but because it is unlucky to bleed, people will raise the geese for a few days before sending them to the man's house. This way the geese are not spirited and their wings will droop and they cannot fly." En Qing pointed to the red silk ribbon that tied the wings of the geese and said, "Look here, this pair of geese are specially tied up like this because they are afraid to fly away. There is still a look of fear in the geese's eyes. I am afraid they were just beaten this morning. There is no injury to the wings, which means that the geese were not hit with bows and arrows, but with internal power wrapped in stones to hit the numb points on the geese, making them fall down from the sky. It is said that the queen's daughter is highly skilled in martial arts. Apart from our young miss fighting it herself, who else would go through such lengths?" Du Xian's heart was even warmer, and Qing's words had successfully calmed the uncertainty in his heart which was there since he received the decree to give marriage. Since the queen's daughter would personally fight the geese, it meant that the queen's daughter valued him, right? Was she excited to meet him too? Just like how he was looking forward to meeting her. "Shukin, take them out and cut their wings' feathers, and keep them well." Seeing his master's happiness, Shukin was also very happy. He smiled and took the pair of wild geese and said, "Yes. My lord, after ritual, I will ask for your name. I'm afraid Lord Han from the Zhenbian's palace will come to see you in person that day. You must behave well, Du Xian, Uncle Qing, don't worry, I will." En Qing happily went to do other things. Back in the study, Du Xian was completely not in the mood to copy Buddhist scriptures. It felt as if he had a rabbit in his arms, he couldn't calm down at all. Rabbit in his arms, his eyes couldn't remain steady to write neatly. He simply left the desk and took out the needle and thread basket. He wanted to make a sachet for the queen's daughter. If Lord Han liked him the day he asked for his name, maybe he could give the sachet to Lord Hao to give it to the queen's daughter. Sachet is a small scented cloth bag filled with herbs, potpourri, or aromatic ingredients. It is often given as a token of love. The Zhenbian Palace and Du Xian were both happy, but Lu Jilan was completely different. Today, Lu Jilan was defeated again by Prince Mo, and was scolded by Wei Rongrai, the head of the Lu house, for not knowing the value of a pearl and withdrawing Du Xian's marriage because of which he could watch her son-in-law being taken by another family's girl. Wei Rongrai scolded her and also shed tears. He was even more angry when he looked at his daughter who couldn't behave properly and was even more angry. Lu Jilan took out her ears, helped Wei Rongrai to sit down and said soothingly, "Father, just take a break, your daughter really doesn't like delicate gentlemen, he will soon marry the queen's daughter. This is not good, I like Mr. Mo, and he is also going to marry the Dian hero, he has the best of both worlds. In my opinion, this marriage, it was the right decision to withdraw, do not get angry and frustrate yourself." Hi everyone, you can donate through Ko-Fi, from the main page. Extra chapters will be released when $8 per chapter has been slowly accumulated on Ko-Fi. Please mention the novel you are supporting. You can donate to us via Ko-Fi, https://ko-fi.com/dragondia.